6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, February 24th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. All right, then we could take off the radical hat now that we're done talking about Ukraine and go to a whole different thing. But before we do, because Dane Wigington is hanging on the line right now from geoengineeringwatch.org, we're going to be talking about chemtrails and other stuff that probably is going to make your conscience go into overdrive, and you're going to pick the phone up and call us at 844-769-2944 with your questions, no matter how skeptical you may be or whether you think that the conversation you're hearing right now is a little far-fetched. Nope, we want to talk about it. So that's something that we'll get to here in a second. But in the meantime, there's one thing I did want to mention, is that we are getting emails, tweets, calls to the show. People want to know, because this is a thing about this Omicron and all these other variants and the scare tactics that are going on now. They want to find a doctor online they can trust who understands COVID, who's an expert in it. They're not a prescription factory. They want to know where the pharmacy is that will dispense the off-label meds that we've been hearing about that won't charge an arm and a leg. The answer to all the questions you want is mygotodoc.com. Even with Omicron being milder than the Delta variant or any other variant, hopefully this is going to be meaning we're going to be shifting from pandemic to endemic. But I'll tell you, I got friends, especially me, we've had a rough time of it. I've had something in June that was kind of messy. Had it for about 3 weeks, down for the count. And if I didn't have ivermectin, might have had a different outcome. But I did. High-risk patients, they need a preventative treatment or at least meds on hand so they can start treatment fast, not waiting weeks and weeks and weeks trying to figure out where they're going to get their meds from. Low-risk patients benefit from off-label meds. They can prevent long COVID, which can be debilitating. A lot of you are experiencing it now, which is one of the reasons Dr. Syed Haider built mygotodoc.com, and he did it for three reasons. One, he's a COVID expert. He's treated over 40,000 patients, zero deaths. You can register for free, ask questions forever and ever. Three, they're going to connect you to pharmacies that'll ship you a full 28 doses of ivermectin for less than anywhere else online. And it's your go-to source for COVID-19, mygotodoc.com. Phone number to call to ask questions, 281-219-7367. You know, of course, we're going to post that on thepowerhour.com and the email blast that you get. Now we move along to Dane Wigington. Welcome to the show, sir. I watched the dimming. This is a new engineering documentary that you have put out. Go into detail a little bit about it. It's just a little 4-minute piece, right? The trailer?
We have a couple of trailers on it, Dave. One 2 or 3 minutes, one 12 minutes. The documentary itself is an hour and 55 minutes. Bottom line is, this is the latest, most current, and most complete research on what is happening in our skies. Climate engineering, a.k.a. geoengineering, a.k.a. solar radiation management, cloud albedo enhancement. There's a number of science terms that describe the stated purpose of what's happening in our skies, although data indicates there are many more layers, none of them benevolent. And in this documentary, at great effort and expense, geoengineeringwatch.org took a NOAA flying lab, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration flying lab, with top scientists to altitude, sampled what these aircraft, heavy aircraft, were emitting in our skies. Sample was processed at one of the world's most renowned labs. We found exactly what we knew we would find: climate engineering elements, starting with aluminum nanoparticulates. So we're all inhaling this material, and it's being absorbed in the entire web of life, and the long-term cognitive and human health effects are immense. Environmental effects, every bit as bad. Atmospheric destruction effects, the same.
Wow. 844-769-2944 is the number to call, ladies and gentlemen. I know you got questions out there. You look out your window and you see a chemtrail. That is what we're talking about. Spreading jet aircraft trails that they have all poo-pooed away and says, hey, oh no, that's nothing but just, you know, jet exhaust. No, no, no. This stuff stays up in the atmosphere, folks. And way back in the 70s, I had people calling me up going, have you seen those jets up in the sky that are spreading this stuff? I mean, this has been going on for a while, hasn't it, Dane?
Climate engineering at a global scale, starting primarily with the polar regions, appears to have been first fully deployed immediately after World War II. And in regard to what we see in our skies, again, the debate is a false debate. We have up-close film footage of aircraft like KC-10s, military tankers, KC-135s, C-17 Globemasters, as well as commercial aircraft. We have up-close film footage of these aircraft with nozzles visible, retrofit nozzles on the wing pylons aimed at the exhaust jet stream to make it look like condensation, turning dispersions on and off. You can't turn a condensation trail on and off. We have up-close still photos of the retrofit nozzles on the wings. And for anybody who thinks this is, quote, condensation, I ask them to consider, when you see a researcher or scientist, for example, in Antarctica that has heavy breath condensation when they speak or talk, is there a cloud hanging over them for an hour after they speak that expands and grows and starts to cover the whole horizon? This is not condensation. Condensation doesn't behave in this manner. And then let's consider that all commercial carrier aircraft and all military tankers are fitted with what's known as a high bypass turbofan jet engine. It's a jet powered fan. 90% of the air that moves through that engine is not combusted. That engine by design is nearly incapable of producing any condensation trail except under rare and extreme circumstances. So the debate that this is, quote, condensation is simply a false and fabricated debate.
I would buy that, given the fact I see, you know, this is the other thing too. I mean, it's perfectly obvious, Dane, when you get up into the sky, you start looking, you stare up there, and there's not just one trail, but they're crisscrossing in multiple directions like they've been at it for hours over certain areas of the country. Is there a reason for that? People, that's one of the first things I wanted to know. Why are they doing it here?
Where they carry out operations, there's many, many variables, and we can't know all of those variables. We see extensive spraying, for example, where moisture flows are, or prior to storm fronts moving in, and there are various reasons for that. There's an AR atmospheric river is a primary condition for them to seed. They want to expand that moisture because the moisture adheres to the particulates. So, for example, in Northern California, we have no rain here. They're blocking most of it with a ionosphere heater created high pressure dome. That's another aspect of climate engineering. When you ionize, i.e. make more electrically conductive the atmosphere, you can move these particulates around with radio frequency and microwave transmissions, and that is a part of the process. But when we see incoming fronts that are heavily seeded, they are expanding that moisture into the largest possible, often rainless, featureless cloud cover sky, and that's what is a stated objective of solar radiation management. The express purpose of blocking some of the sun's incoming thermal energy to try to slow down the warming of the planet. But what else do you do when you do that? You can lower daytime highs, but you trap more heat than you deflect, so you raise nighttime lows. You destroy the ozone layer, you disrupt the hydrological cycle, and you contaminate the entire planet. That's what's occurring.
Wow. And so here's the thing. When you get people that are breathing this stuff in, and I have somebody on the phone right now that we've had this conversation before, Patrice in Ohio, you were the one that said that your snow smelled funny, right?
Yeah. Hi,
I knew
Dan.
You. I knew
very
that's why you were calling up. How are you?
You
bet.
I'm
well,
good,
Dane Wigginton is on the phone. Yeah.
Hi, Patrice.
Dane can help
in.
Here.
Thanks for calling in, and thanks for bringing up the issue of the frozen material that I hate to dignify with calling it snow as if it's somehow natural. So this is a major aspect
of climate
change.
There's no way it's real.
No.
There's no way it's real. We still have it, and we've had rain because I'm in southwestern Ohio. It's ridiculous. It has a funny smell. And then when I heard your podcast, because I bit shoot, a guy posts it, so I get it from there. When you talked about the soapiness of what's in their feeding with the clouds, I could smell it. And I swear the smell is not the same out there. And this is the first time I've really noticed this here
it's not your imagination.
Ohio.
It's not your imagination. So what we have is a parade of theatrically named so-called winter storms being fed with moisture straight out of the record-warm Gulf of Mexico. We're told now winter storms have a warm side and a cold side to them. Since when? And too much of the public seems to accept whatever they're told, however ridiculous it is. Here's what we know is in the frozen material that we're now told is snow. We know we have surfactants, which is what you described. Surfactants affect the molecular tension of water molecules. Surfactants are what makes soap soap. And this is part of the dispersion mix because it keeps the particulates from sticking together. That's what the patents state. So we have surfactants in the mix. We know we have aluminum, barium, strontium, manganese, polymer fibers, and recently we have just confirmed with extraordinary effort that we have graphene in the mix as well. We have recently found the science studies that advocate for graphene, which is incredibly toxic. Encourage your listeners to search graphene toxicity. It is a true tale of total destruction to our vascular system. But we found the science studies that advocate for graphene as an ice nucleating mix. So what this amounts to is as this moisture is pumped north by jet stream manipulation from the Gulf of Mexico, it is seeded with chemical ice nucleating elements. We all see the ski slope that we saw the Chinese Olympics where we have a ski slope in the middle of an industrial area. There's no snow anywhere. This is artificially nucleated frozen material. Same thing's happening in the clouds. A loaded KC-135 can dump 100 tons of these endothermic reacting highly toxic materials into the clouds, creates a cold, dense layer of air. So it's cold on the ground, no question. Sometimes a very biting, unnatural feeling cold, but it's a very shallow layer that sits on the surface, maybe a few hundred feet thick. And then the frozen material comes in various forms, little pellets. It tends to stay on the ground much longer than a naturally nucleated snow would. It's much more slick than a naturally nucleated snow. It's certainly toxic. And again, this is a primary component of climate engineering, creating flash surface cool downs, which creates temperature whiplash events of sometimes 50 degree swings in a day. We have the patents for this that go back to 1950. And your listeners can search Chinese scientists create artificial snowstorm, Fox News, Popular Science, Reuters, all of them covered it. But now they pretend like it's not happening when the Chinese government did $1 billion worth of damage to Beijing from the same process they're carrying out here week in, week out.
Well, that is a lot of info, right, Patrice? Yeah, it is. It is. And see, the thing is.
Yeah. And you know that little, that pile I told you, that wind drift I had? This was weeks ago, right? We've had rain and everything. There's still a little part of it. Still there.
It tends to remain a very long time because they can chemically nucleate it at temperatures far above freezing, and it tends to sublimate, which means much of this material, just like dry ice would, it converts from a solid to a gas, and much of it bypasses the liquid phase. So, again, this is a primary aspect of climate engineering, and what we have ice storms now commonly. Dave, you've seen that now, how many ice storms we have?
I'm going through one right now.
So yeah, what happens then?
It was biting cold last night. I mean, you couldn't even work in this stuff. They were pouring pads, you know, concrete pads out here in 30-degree weather, and I'm like, you guys are crazy. And then all of a sudden, it starts happening. We start getting ice right in the middle of nowhere. All of a sudden, we get these massive temperature shifts.
Well, people who think that, you know, they want to tell themselves this is impossible, I point out there the ice pack in a first aid kit that can sit on a shelf at room temperature for 20 years. You mix those constituents together, you have ice instantly. That's exactly what's happening in our clouds, and they don't care about the toxicity of it. So when the ice storms is when they're nucleating heavily and the materials are reaching the surface before they set up. And so you'll typically now have an ice storm transition zone between the, quote, warm side of the, quote, winter storm and the cold side. And that's the zone where they have not lowered the temperatures enough to create a more frozen material that looks like snow. But you have an ice storm transition zone in between, and it's now just become the norm. Winter storms fed out of the Gulf of Mexico, ice storm transition zone in between, and then, you know, heavy cotton ball looking flakes falling sometimes the further you go into this process. But this is engineered weather. And on that subject, encourage your listeners, Dave, to search the entire engineering winter section on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org, and they would be shocked at the data and the images.
No doubt. Patrice, thanks for your call. Alan in Texas, how are you, sir?
Good day, Dane and Dave. Physically, I'm great. Mentally, I slip in and out of sanity because of the world around me. Yeah, hey, you know, Dana, perfect example. You know, I wear blue blocker sunglasses, and I can see stuff up there that you take them off, you don't see it. I put these blue blockers, which blocks the blue glare out, and I'll hand them to people, and I'll say, look what this chemtrail, you know, string is doing, you know. Some of it creates tendrils, you know. Some of it, you know, depending on what level they put it out at. Generally, I find that when they do the lower level spraying, like in the 20,000, you know, and up range, or you know, or the passenger jets are way up high, you know, 30,000 foot and above, it's a different composition, and there are different jets that are putting it out. But I'll hand people my blue blocker sunglasses, and they'll go, ooh, and they'll take them off, and they'll look, and it's like, oh, that's not bad, and they put my sunglasses back on. It's like the movie They Live, literally. You can, it blocks it out, and you can see just what it's doing up there and what is actually there from this crap that's coming out from these planes. And another thing, along with the ice nucleation, Dave, you remember about 2 weeks ago, we had an ice storm here. We had like an inch or so of ice, you know, mainly sleet and stuff like that. After that, I was walking out to my barn past my backhoe, and I saw there was still a little patch of ice there. And I'm like, and for 2 days, I've been running around in my T-shirt sweating doing construction, you know. And I told a friend of mine about it, and he said, well, I don't know about that. So I came in, and I got an ice cube that I made from my well water here on my ranch. I got an ice cube out, and I went and I set it out there beside that little ice. It was only about an eighth of an inch thick left there, you know, just a little sheen of ice. And about 3 hours later, I went out. My ice cube had melted. The other ice was still there. You know, people think I'm crazy talking about this, but these are experiments I can do on my own without, you know, an electron microscope or, you know, a mass spectrometer or anything. You know, it's thank you, Dean, for what you've been doing all this time. It's like the international treaties that have been made that, you know, even if you two countries go to war, you don't shoot down the planes that are laying the trails up there. Is that not a fact?
You're on target with everything you stated, and thank you for your observations, your objective field test, if you will, a very objective test. In regard to the polarized glasses, yes, they do reveal much more than a standard sunglass lens would. And this is an aspect that if we look at Texas, what happened last, I believe, February, when Dallas was 0 degrees, and again, the moisture for that storm came out of the record warm Gulf of Mexico. At the same time Dallas was 0 degrees or some days sub-zero, at approximately the same latitude in Florida, it was 85 degrees. It was 33 degrees warmer at the North Pole. And so their ability to cool down the surface with chemical ice nucleating elements is absolutely profound. And this is nothing short of winter weather warfare. Let's call it what it is. So, again, if the public found out, and that's what we need to make happen, we need a critical mass of awareness so the military personnel, so the private defense contracting personnel, so they, their families, their relatives, all know what they're participating in, that we might have a chance of stopping these programs from the inside out, because the ecosystems cannot take much more. We've lost 80 to 90% of Earth's insect population. We're losing our ozone layer. That's another subject we can talk about, Dave, if you wish. That by itself is an extremely near-term existential threat. So many roads lead right back to climate engineering, single most destructive human activity ever deployed by the human race.
Yes, sir. And Dane, you know, I'm not a computer person. I do access the computer. I might be on the computer maybe on a wild year, maybe 10 hours a year. But when I do go down and access the computer somewhere, geoengineeringwatch.com is one of the main places that I go, and I look through articles and I download PDFs that I can, and I get the hell off the internet and I go back up and I read them away from that World Wide Web thing. And thank you for being out there. I've been trying to make people aware of this, and you know, I'm not really that upset about being a freak in today's world anymore, because I see what's going on and I try to live in reality, and most of the people are actually in the matrix at this point. And gentlemen, I'll let you get on with your show. Thank you, Dane, for being there. Thank you, Dave, for presenting this.
Yeah, you bet. I appreciate you, Alan. Thank you. And geoengineeringwatch.org is the website address for those of you that want to go on there and really get yourself ingrained in what is going on. This is a huge source of stuff that Dane Wigington has put together. You'll see lectures, you'll see videos on stuff. You have a Facebook page as well, .com/Dane.Wigington. So, I mean, these are facts, and there's international informational flyers. There's all sorts of stuff on this website. The thing is, you were talking about graphene before, and this is one of the things that is in the jab that they're giving people. Dr. Andreas Nowak discovered it, and the stuff is actually causing clotting, blood clots. It's like little microscopic razor blades. Is this where we're going with this?
It is. Graphene is like a vascular machete slicing its way through our vascular system. And just to relate to what Alan stated, that feeling that he's living on a planetary asylum, and any rational person should feel that at this point. Those that are considered, quote, normal are those who blindly and tenaciously accept whatever they're fed by the matrix. And it is a very cognitively healthy, psychologically healthy feeling that Alan feels, and many are beginning to feel that as well. That's certainly a step in the right direction. I'm very grateful to him for what he's done to try to help sound the alarm, and we need everybody to help us carry this baton forward because we don't have much time. I want to stress that point. We do not have much time. If we're focusing on what we know is occurring right now and mathematically, statistically build trajectories from that, our reality is not going to be the same much longer. And this is directly connected to CV19, which is a controller response. I want to state this, and I'll give it back to you, Dave. CV19 is a controller response to biosphere collapse. The planet can't support its populations any longer. This is a statistical fact. It can't be argued. Fisheries are collapsing. Crops are collapsing. Ozone layer collapse is occurring at blinding speed. We're metering it. We work with a former NASA contract engineer on that. Bottom line is, on the current trajectory, none of us are going to be here much longer. Those in power are taking steps that they feel they need to take, and CV19 is a part of this. We need to put all these puzzle pieces together to understand that biosphere collapse has beat the power structure to the intersection, and thus their warp speed response to it. And that should all – I hope those puzzle pieces fit together for people.
Well, we hope so too, Dane. This is the thing. We're going to have you back on the other side of the break here, which is coming up. And the one thing I want to mention, you know, we've talked about this before and where all roads lead to, and it always points to the World Economic Forum. It points to the elitists. It points to the central banks. All of these people are involved in this. They all think that, you know, they deserve to live and we deserve to die. And so, you know, they're poisoning us. They're poisoning us, folks. This is the reason, one of the reasons why, you know, we had Marjorie Wildcraft on the show. I'm talking about greenhouses. I'm investigating greenhouses because these things are enclosed spaces where you can grow food without having all this garbage inundate your food supply, which, I mean, this is, you were talking about it earlier. We will be back to take more of your phone calls after this short break with Dane Wigington. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Text Power Hour to 228-28. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thirty-two minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time. Dave Krieger with you, Thursday, February 24th, 2022. We have Dane Wigington on the line from geoengineeringwatch.org. He has a couple of trailers out, one 12 minutes, one 4 minutes on the dimming. And when you watch this, I know it's very, very difficult to wrap your head around certain things in life. We call that cognitive dissonance. And 844-769-2944 is the number to call, because I know some of you may be having a real issue with this. Before we went on, Dane was telling us that all of this is pointing to the elitists, the central bankers, the IMF, everybody that wants to, they think, well, you know, they bought into the Paul Ehrlich syndrome, the population bomb. They think, oh my God, we have so many people in the world, we need to get rid of a bunch. Bill Gates is like, oh yeah, I got all this money, let's have a dimming. Let's gray the skies out. Let's do all this chemical crap. It's one of these dangerous things that's affecting people, and we're not getting our head around it. One of the questions that was asked off mic was, why are these elitists doing it to themselves? I mean, they're going to be affected by all this, Dane. Why are they doing it?
Well, certainly that's a very key question, a question that, if left unanswered, causes many to walk away without investigating, and that's very unfortunate. So first, let's start with the fact that, I mean, we certainly, I don't think anyone would disagree, we've been very poor stewards of the planet, and that comes with consequences. None poorer than those in power who have created this paradigm to begin with. So that's where so much of the blame deserves to lie. If we look at climate engineering as a crown jewel weapon of the military-industrial complex, a weapon with which, and I'll get to the rest of the question in a moment, a weapon with which they can bring populations to their knees without those populations ever even knowing they were under assault. And the assault goes far beyond the weather because, again, the constituents are toxic. They're affecting our cognitive ability. We've seen statistically a 6 to 9 point drop in IQs in the U.S. in the past half century. That's staggering. So how does one know when we're getting dumber by the day, so to speak? That's a very insidious thing, and that's statistical fact. So from many different aspects, climate engineering serves those in power. Again, the crown jewel weapon of the military-industrial complex. About the consequences to them, we have to start with this. Those who hold the highest positions of power have various psychological conditions, the common thread to which is this, and this is very well documented in psychoanalysis, a near total lack of comprehension as to the consequences of their actions even to themselves. So let's break this down to what they have already done to themselves. They have detonated 2,400 nuclear weapons on planet Earth. Don't they know they work after one or two or three, and why would they make them to begin with? And those detonations have contaminated virtually everything on our planet. Let's look at Fukushima, triple nuclear meltdown, by itself an extinction-level event if other factors don't do the job first, which I would argue, again, will be the case. And now we have 440 nuclear plants. We have 60 more under construction. It takes 2 to 3 decades to cold shut down one of those plants. And as society collapses, and it's in the process of collapsing now, and no one demands those plants, we're going to have Fukushima times 440. And further, climate engineering is destroying the ozone layer. Again, those in power don't consider the consequences of their actions. with a compromised atmosphere, now we are much more susceptible to a CME, a coronal mass ejection, a solar flare, like the Carrington event that happened in the 1800s. If that happens now, it can shut down grids all over the world. Nuclear plants can't cool themselves. Again, Fukushima times how many more? Sea level rise. It is happening. Those who don't think it's happening have not looked at the data. They've not looked at, again, and I'm not an environmentalist. The environmental groups are the epitome of hypocrisy in all this equation. They refuse to address climate engineering because they don't want to lose their 501c3 nonprofits. So why are they even doing what they're doing? It's total hypocrisy. And we know this to be the case because our attorneys at geoengineeringwatch.org have spoken to their attorneys from Greenpeace, Sierra Club, World Wildlife Foundation, all of them. Total hypocrisy. They don't want to address climate engineering because they don't want to lose their 501c3s. But we have nuclear plants built at sea level that are absolutely, it's an inevitability that they will go into meltdown. So again, if we look at all these factors, we have seen what those in power have already done to themselves, so to speak, because they will not let go of their power. And whatever the cost is to keep it, they will pay that cost along with the rest of us. And if we look at those in power, and this is the final key to this equation, does a cancer intend to kill its host? No. A cancer intends to proliferate unchecked. The host eventually dies. It's inevitable. And what we face is a cancer that's in control, bottom line.
Wow, that's huge. And this is the thing. They have to live in the same world we're living in right now until we cease to exist. And so, you know, this is the thing with Gates and everybody else, because Gates is involved in all of this and is funding a lot of this stuff. In addition to the IMF and the World Economic Forum, all the powers that be, are there any countries that are further ahead than the United States in geoengineering?
No. But there are all the countries around the globe, with very few exceptions, are actively or passively participating. It cannot be otherwise. You can't just geoengineer over your own country without affecting the entire world. So even when we have these sort of conflict that's occurring right now, U.S., Russia, China, they are all colluding and cooperating on climate engineering, CV19. It cannot be otherwise. So if we look at what those in power appear to have planned, we know that they're building underground facilities, no question. But how long can they live there, realistically, on the current trajectory? This is what's important to understand. We have never been in this place. The planet has never been in this predicament before. We're neck deep in the sixth great mass extinction. We are losing species to extinction at a rate that is 15,000 times greater than the background rate. That's 1.5% of normal. Nothing normal about that. At the current rate of wildlife loss, for example, we've lost 70% of Earth's wildlife in the last 40 years. At the current rate of loss, we face the statistical point of no functional wildlife populations on planet Earth, 2026. That doesn't mean there's nothing left necessarily. It means there's no functional populations left. We cannot survive without habitat. We've lost 70% of Earth's plankton populations. No plankton, no people. Global tree populations, we're down to about 40%. We've lost about 60%. The 40% that's still here is in the process of dying. No trees, no people. Ozone layer. Climate engineering is destroying the ozone layer. We are getting UVC in the surface now. That's the last spectrum of UV radiation before X-ray. It's frying trees, frying foliage, killing insects, killing plankton. At the current rate of ozone loss, based on our metering, this is with a former NASA contract engineer, we face potential total ozone layer collapse in the next 2 to 3 years. That means you can't grow anything anymore. You can hide in your house if you have a refrigerator full of food. How long will that last? Bottom line is, the walls are closing in at blinding speed, and while people are focused on everything but the wider horizon, by design, we need to focus on the biggest hole in the bottom of the boat or it's game over. Now, if I can, Dave, can I weave this into COVID really quick in a very key way with Bill Gates?
Oh, no, I can see this coming. Go for it.
So we have peer-reviewed science study to prove CV19 has been found attached to airborne particulates. We know in the first wave of infections there were 25 countries infected in 3 days. Second wave, 85 countries in 3 days. How can that happen without an airborne dispersion? We know we have the world's second most recognized climate engineer. His name is Dr. Ken Caldera, who is a former Department of Defense scientist. We have an audio of this scientist stating his words. What he did for the Department of Defense was to design methods of spraying pathogens into clouds to infect the populations below. Again, we have this audio. It's posted at geoengineeringwatch.org. You can hear him say it with his own mouth. Who does he work for now? Bill Gates. What did Bill Gates call Ken Caldera? His most amazing teacher. We have, as of 1977, as posted by the Washington Post, we had 239 known open-air biological tests conducted over innocent U.S. civilians by the U.S. military without their knowledge or consent. How many have they done since then? Again, back to those in power who know that based on current rates of crop collapse, fisheries collapse, we've lost 90% of the global pelagic fish populations. That's the food fish. Can't keep this paradigm going much longer. What do we think they're going to do? And again, we can hide from whatever the CV19 protocols are, the vax. We can hide from that. Can't hide from what's coming down through the air column, can we?
No, not really. And the scary thing about it is, I mean, these people, if they don't have a huge food supply, and you're right about that, they do have understanding that we could have EMP because of a solar flare or a coronal mass ejection. A CME is very capable. And then this is something that we did explore. And there are people here in Texas, for example, Senator Bob Hall we've had on the show, along with Andrew Butchin from EMP Shield. And there are actual devices you can put on your electric panels and on your cars to keep them running in the event of a coronal mass ejection. An EMP attack or a cyber attack or anything like that by a foreign country is that's man's doing, nature's doing. Based on this, I would think Mr. Gates and people like that would understand this could come back and suddenly bite us in the butt in a way where we're going to be caught unawares. I mean, it like too soon. Do you agree with that?
Certainly, all those potentials are real. And as they ionize the atmosphere, and these materials are electrically conductive, that's, again, there's so many layers to what's happening in our skies. By ionizing the atmosphere, they expand their ability for EMP offense and defense over the horizon communication. There is virtually no consideration to the consequences of what they're doing. And as far as hiding underground, how long can they hide underground? We know that based on past extinction events that are similar but nowhere near as severe as what's happening now, like the PETM event, there's a methane mass extinction. We have methane expelling from the Arctic right now. I encourage your listeners to search Siberian methane craters. They will be shocked at what they see. Looks like a nuclear exchange taking place. Huge 200-300 feet wide craters, 200 foot plus deep. This is methane thawing and exploding into the atmosphere. It's covering the planet like a layer of glass right now. We have a methane mass extinction that happened 55 million years ago. Again, nowhere near as severe as what's happening now because we have climate engineering destroying the ozone layer. We have everything else we've done to the planet. The equilibrium period, this is what I was leading up to. The equilibrium period after that methane mass extinction 55 million years ago was about 10 to 20 million years. What's happening now is happening literally hundreds of times faster than that event. How long do they think they can stay underground? Again, we're not dealing with sanity. If the planet goes down, everything goes with it. And we are on that path, and I mean near term. This is not centuries out. It's here now.
This is hard to wrap one's head around. This is where cognitive dissonance kicks in, folks, because of your willingness to understand and believe. And see, some of us are already looking at a way to get good water and grow our own food. I mean, this is one of the reasons why the Power Hour has people like Dane Wigington on here, because you need to understand what is going on in the world. And there are people out here that are doing very nefarious things, thinking they're doing it for the betterment of those,
yes,
who deserve to be here. And see, that's a very scary subject. 844-769-2944. Right. I know you have questions, folks. I know this is hard to get your head around it. I have been looking forward to this interview to no end all week long. As soon as I saw your name pop up on the guest schedule, I'm like, yes, it's about time we talked about this subject, because this is a massive, and this is not radical talking here like we were in the last hour, because some of these things, folks, you have to understand, they really frustrate me to no end when I see politically this country making so many damn mistakes, administrations that don't care, they're hell-bent on destroying the right-thinking mind in society, and this is one of them. One of the things, this is totally irresponsible, Dane.
But you brought up a key point, Dave, and this is where it's important to understand for people that question, well, why would our U.S. military brothers and sisters carry out such operations? Because they're being told, exactly as you stated, that what they're doing is something benevolent, something planet-saving, something good. Couldn't be further from the truth. And if we look at examples of Vietnam, those U.S. military personnel and pilots that were involved in spraying Agent Orange, not only harming the civilians on the ground, harming them to this day, but they weren't told that, hey, this will kill your fellow soldier on the ground. They weren't told that. They were told it's all good, it's all fine, no problem. The soldiers that went out and were told to put on their goggles and watch that nuclear bomb go off in Nevada, they weren't told that they're all going to die early deaths, were they? And they all did. How many people know that the nuclear tests in Nevada, based on peer-reviewed science study now, were indirectly responsible for a 500,000 U.S. deaths from the contamination downstream? Eventual cancers and so forth directly related to the nuclear detonations in Nevada. How many Americans know that? 500,000. They did it anyway. They don't care. Again, why would those in power care about us when they state openly on the record their goal to thin populations? We have the presidential advisor to all presidents from Johnson all the way up to Obama, Zbigniew Brzezinski, stating on the record, with today's technology, it's easier to kill 1 million people than to control them. How clear is that?
Oh, that is so true. Charles in Ohio, you are on the phone with Dane Wigington. Welcome to the program, sir.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I hope everyone's well. I just had a comment. I've been looking in the U.S. Patent Office, looking at patents for over 30 years, and I've come to a conclusion that it's hard for me to believe, but I think that they're purposely fouling the atmosphere so that they can make us live in dome cities and pay for our air. They already knew. It goes back to Edison and Westinghouse. They not only selling us power, Edison, when he first sold power in New York, he went out and bought up all the gas utilities, and it seems like that fight is still going on today. But to sell it, they need an efficient way to generate power. And they knew, because before that they could see well, I could go on quite a while, but I'm very interesting show. Please continue.
Thanks for calling in, Charles, and certainly we have disaster capitalists in the equation. What I would argue is that based on the current trajectory, we're on track for what is scientifically termed Venus syndrome, and that's not a metaphor. Once you create enough runaway scenarios, they're called positive feedback loops, and positive does not mean good in this case. For example, with the methane, the hotter the planet gets, and this has been happening for decades. Dave, you know the methane or the Bermuda Triangle scenario, ship sinkings, right?
Right.
That's very conclusively attributed to methane release in the seafloor, very slight warming of the ocean floor temperatures causes mass methane fields to release. It aerates the water like a bottle of champagne. Surface vessels have no buoyancy. They sink to the bottom. And again, this is happening in terrestrial locations and seafloor locations. And there's enough methane in the Arctic alone to turn this planet into a true sister to Venus many, many times over. And that is the trajectory we are currently on. Can we stop it? We don't know. But it starts with stopping the intentional intervention with the climate system that is not benevolent. There's nothing benevolent in these programs. They are about power and control, period. So on the current trajectory, whatever disaster capitalists may have in mind, it means nothing on a planet that will soon be a scorched, lifeless ball of rock on the current course. And that is a statistical fact. It's not my opinion. Again, we've lost 80 to 90% of Earth's insect populations, fisheries completely collapsing, oceans are superheating, and climate engineering is further fueling that process. Short-term, highly toxic cool downs at the cost of a worsened overall warming.
So is our Congress in on it?
Sorry, Charles?
Very good research. The facts you bring to the table are very, very compelling.
Thank you. And your listeners can search, by the way, the titles. We try to make very researchable. It's hard to find anything on Google. They've done their best to censor our website and everything from our source. But if your listeners search geoengineeringwatch.org, Venus syndrome, they can find data on that scenario. If they search geoengineeringwatch.org, methane release, and again, it's good to do it on other search engines besides Google because they're trying to hide our data. But and then we have the toolbars on the top of the home page. They can search engineering drought, engineering wildfires, engineering winter. Wildfires are a key part of the climate engineering operations. That's a key report, very key report. Your listeners can search wildfires serve geoengineering agenda. And on that note, Dave, it appears, and we have the science study that advocates for the burning of northern latitude forest to put enough smoke particulate in the air, which spins to the pole because of the Coriolis effect, the spin of the planet, and provides temporary cooling of the Arctic. How insane is that? Using forests as a form of artificial volcano to temporarily cool the planet for, you know, 1 or 2 months at best, which happened again this year. If they view that report, they'll see the science study that advocates for this. This is not some fringe, knee-jerk speculation. It's based on peer-reviewed science study. How desperate is that? To ensure we have no chance for long-term survival by incinerating forests to put enough smoke particulate in the air to provide temporary daytime cooling.
So we appreciate your call, Charles. Are we looking at the a total warming? Are we looking at a total cooling? I mean, the day after tomorrow. Remember that movie that Jake Gyllenhaal? And I mean, that's not far from the truth, is it?
At this point, the planet would have been and was in the cooling phase of its cyclical patterns before the Industrialized Revolution. Again, I'm not asking, I don't want people to believe me, but I don't want them to believe anybody else either. What I want them to believe is what they see with their own eyes. Listeners can view an internationally award-winning documentary called Chasing Ice, non-political film footage that is absolutely inarguable of ice deposits completely disintegrating around the globe. Again, and this is not about Al Gore, who is a part of the problem, or the environmental groups, also part of the problem. It's about reality, and climate engineering is making that reality worse, not better. So, again, it's disabled the planet from responding to the damage done. Climate engineering has put the planet in a straitjacket, so to speak, a toxic straitjacket, and kept it from responding to the damage done. If had climate engineering never been deployed, in spite of the rest of the damage we've done to the planet, we'd be in a much better place today. But Chasing Ice can be viewed online for, I think, $2 or $3. It's money well spent. If people don't believe what they see with their own eyes, there's nothing I can say or do to convince them otherwise. But what we see is a routine underreporting of official daytime high temperatures, not an overreporting, but an underreporting. And that will, in the coming weeks and months, be ever more evident. We've been 95 degrees here in Northern California at midnight over the summer months. This is in the forests of Northern California next to Lake Shasta, 95 at midnight, until they create flash cool downs as they just did to us. We've gone from 60 degree nighttime lows to 20 degree nighttime lows in the last 2 days. It killed everything. Everything bloomed because of the temperatures. We're in the 80s in Northern California, which is 30 degrees higher than it should be. And now they've killed everything. And that's not an accident. They're purposely targeting food supplies, it appears to us, because it is so consistently being done. Food crops all over the globe being slaughtered at key times of growth and seeding, so forth. So again, from every conceivable direction, it appears those in power are carrying out agendas that involve power and control as the planet's life support systems collapse.
Well, there goes my attempt at raised bed gardening, considering what you just said. Understanding this control mechanism here, even if we complain, and this is something I said when Charles was on the phone, Congress is in on this, are they not?
Any so-called elected official, I would argue, is simply a puppet in the play. And I've had personal meetings in the Capitol with Governor Newsom, and he is certainly a part of the problem. And I've had high-level EPA meetings in Sacramento. I told him my face, the system is rigged. We're told to test for combustion particulates only. The rest of the sample goes out the window. And as far as any air quality testing showing these particles, nanoparticulates in the 20 to 80 nanoparticle or nanometer range, no air quality testing system is designed to test for these particulates. Again, that's not an accident. So they go completely under the radar. So we're breathing copious amounts, and the smaller the particle, the more toxic it is, by the way. And also, let's add this. Dave, I'm sure your listeners know that aluminum is toxic, right?
Yeah, they sure do.
So we know mercury is toxic. We all have mercury in us. We all now have aluminum in us. We have peer-reviewed science study to prove what's called synergistic toxicity. In the case of those two metals, when combined, the overall toxicity can increase as much as 10,000%. That's 100 times worse. It's not an accident. Now let's add fluoride. Let's add polymer fibers. Let's add barium. I've been in the field here during a chemically nucleated event with 8 other adults doing forest restoration. We could hear the aircraft going overhead. The frozen material starts to fall. And in the course of 15 minutes, there's 8 of us total. 6 of us got nosebleeds myself included. What were we breathing that was that toxic, that bad?
We don't know. Wow. We don't know. But they're doing it. And so, you know, there may be people out there that are experiencing these same things that you did out in the middle of the forest of all places. And this is what, you know, I just, how to wrap one's head around the evil that is in this world and what they're trying to do. I mean, literally, is there any way, I guess, with our closing few seconds here, is there any way besides calling this whole thing and exposing it, is there anything we can do to reverse it? I mean, can this be reversed if we stop it?
We can't undo the damage done, but we need to stop the damage from continuing to be done. Everyone is needed to play a part in that. We offer extremely credible and compelling printed materials on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for less than our cost of producing and shipping. Our only goal is to get these materials into circulation. If they don't, if someone doesn't examine this issue after looking through one of our 20-page fact and photo summary booklets, for example, then you can't, there's no reaching that person. Just move on. But if everyone helps us to circulate these materials or send our links for free, of course, out to authors of environmental articles, environmental organizations, elected officials, we need to reach a critical mass of awareness as fast as possible. And in doing so, we have a chance of stopping the programs from the inside out, as I described earlier, when military families, when military personnel realize what they're participating in. Thank you, Dave.
You bet. Dan Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org. It'll be available on our email blast coming at you here shortly. In the meantime, we will be back tomorrow for our Friday event. God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life, probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from living streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Manna Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.